This is Radio Nepal. I'm Tika Prasad Kharka with the news. Our top stories first. Health Ministry begins to enlist the details of individuals to be vaccinated against the COVID-19. National Human Rights Commission urges government to implement its recommendations. And AstraZeneca warns of supply issues to the European Union, showing production problem. Now the news in detail. The Ministry of Health and Population has begun to enlist the details of individuals to be vaccinated against the COVID-19. Senior Health Administrator of the Ministry, Dr. Gunanidhi Sharma, said that all the health institutions were directed to digitalize the details and send them to the Ministry. The direction was made to all the health institutions of the federal, provincial and local levels to send the details in designated format. Two persons died in a road accident that took place in Kawasuti of Nawalpur district. The accident involving a motorcycle took place last night in ward number 8 of Kawasuti municipality. The deceased have been identified as 24-year-old Hemraj Thapa of ward number 3 and 26-year-old Sunil Jaiswal of ward number 8. The accident took place when the rider lost control of the motorcycle and hit a tree on the roadside. The National Human Rights Commission, NHRC, has urged the government to implement the recommendations made by it in past and also the recommendations from the Universal Periodic Review. Issuing a statement on Friday, NHRC spokesperson Dr. Tikaram Pokhrel thanked the international community for its recommendation while showing sensitivity to the consolidation of the situation of human rights in Nepal. The NHRC has also said that the recent statement by the government of not giving amnesty on cases of human rights violation was important. The situation of human rights in Nepal in the past 5 years was reviewed at the UN Human Rights Council on the 21st of January in 2021. Nepali Congress General Secretary Dr. Sasank Koirala has said that the midterm election in the stipulated time was not possible due to the developing political instability in the country. In a press meet in Kanchanpur today, leader Koirala argued that political instability was pushing country into uncertainty to hold elections in the stipulated time. He also added that the election commission even has to decide election symbols to the parties and it will take time. On a different note, Koirala said to reinstate the parliament was the first priority to his party. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. A second coronavirus vaccine manufacturer, AstraZeneca, has warned of supply issues to the European Union, compounding frustration in the bloc. AstraZeneca said a production problem meant the number of initial doses available would be lower than expected. The fresh blow comes after some nations' inoculation programs were slowed due to a cut in deliveries of Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine. Officials have not confirmed publicly how big the shortfall will be, but an unnamed European Union official told that the deliveries would be reduced to 31 million, a cut of 60% in the first quarter of this year. The drug firm had been set to deliver about 80 million doses to the 27 nations by March. The second impeachment trial of Donald Trump will begin next month under an agreement reached between Senate Democrats and Republicans. House of Representatives Democrats will send the charges of inciting insurrection to the Senate on Monday. But arguments will not begin until the week of February the 8th, allowing Mr. Trump's lawyers 2 weeks to build a defense. Democrats accused the former president of instigating the deadly 6 January riot at the U.S. Capitol. The Biden administration has said it will review a peace deal that former President Trump made with the Taliban. A spokeswoman said the White House wanted to make sure the Afghan militant group was living up to its commitments, including reducing violence and cutting ties with terrorists. Jake Sullivan, President Biden's top security advisor, has spoken with Afghan officials to confirm the review. and the country has seen a wave of targeted assassinations in recent months. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news from Radio Nepal Pudisa, but before wrapping up, top stories once more. Health Ministry begins to enlist the details of individuals to be vaccinated against the COVID-19. National Human Rights Commission urges government to implement its recommendations, and AstraZeneca warns of supply issues to the European Union showing production problem. Well, that's the end of the news from Radio Nepal Pudisa. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English will be at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.